This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. When it comes to selecting a leader, what qualities do you look for? And what is God looking for in you? We'll explore the answers together as we study Deuteronomy chapters 17 through 20. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
This year, when you get ready to cast your vote for the candidates for the top political offices in the United States, on what are you going to base your decision? It seems to me that more and more, character is the number one thing people are looking for. The world seems to be wising up to the fact that way ahead of charismatic personality and organizational skills, what a person is, deep down inside, is the major factor in the kind of leadership he can provide. In today's passage, we find God's guidelines for his people in selecting a king. First of all, the king must carefully avoid anything that would turn his heart from God. Riches, honors, pleasures, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life. These are the great detours to godliness. To ride a horse, a grand and stately animal, in a land where the small little donkey is common, would be a temptation to pride. To multiply wives would gratify his love for pleasure, as would much silver and gold. Secondly, the king must carefully apply himself to the faithful reading of the Word of God, which was to be to him, and to you and me as well, better than all riches and honors and pleasures, better than many horses and wives, better than thousands of pieces of silver and gold. To make sure he could read the Word of God every day, he would write a copy for his very own. He must do this himself with his own hand. The purpose? That he may learn to fear the Lord his God, to keep and obey all the words of the law, to do them. In all of this, what the Lord is dealing with is the character of the king, because a major character flaw will do him in. It's true for a pastor, a president of the United States, a Sunday school superintendent, a parent, anyone in positions of leadership. Character is the key to it all. It's been said that character is what we are when the lights are out, when no one is looking, when we are alone in our own heart of hearts with no one else but God. And that is where the Lord wants to build into our lives through the work of the Holy Spirit and the power of the Word of God. Because what we are in private with God will determine what we do in public with people. While we need wisdom in our selection of those who lead us, we need even more to be people of godly character ourselves. We need to be selectable for leadership in the work of Christ. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We invite you to study through the Bible with us this year on Daily Discipleship. To receive your free subscription to the Navigator's Daily Walk Devotional Guide magazine, just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. Each issue contains a daily Bible reading guide, plus timely insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, an Old Testament perspective on God's plan for peace and order in a complex society. Join us on Daily Discipleship.